What do people raise sheep for?
Wool.
For their wool, and they, some of them have them in their pastures to eat underbrush.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's goats.
Goats and sheep, well.
The animals that you get bacon from are...
Well, they're hogs.
When they're first born, you call them...
Pigs.
Hmm?
Pigs.
What about when they get a little older?
Shoals. They ain't hogs. That doubles it up.
What's that?
Shoals.
Uh-huh. How big is a shoal?
Yeah.
Well, a different size. He's up about 100 pounds. He's a pretty good shoal, you know.
Uh-huh. What about the females? They're called...
Shoals, too.
Well,
when they're grown?
Boars. Boar hogs.
Is that the... That's the male, or...?
That's the male. Uh-huh. Boar hog is a male hog.
Female, what if you, they call them sows.
If you had a, any other... Did boar hog sound okay to say?
Yeah, I guess it did. We've always said it.
Uh-huh. If you had a pig, you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar hog, what would you say you're going to do to him?
Castrating.
Castrating.
Uh-huh. Any other expressions?
Well... Yeah, there is an expression of saying, I'm going to cut them.
Uh-huh. And then it'd be called a...
And then he'd just be called a stray, mm-hmm. stray hog.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear bar or bear?
A bar hog. Yeah. A bar hog?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's one that hadn't been castrated.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's one that has been.
One that has been. Well, I'm wrong.
Did cut sound kind of bad to say to you?
Well, I didn't ever pay it much attention. I'm just used to it.
Uh-huh. What about the female? She's called a...
Well, she's sow.
What if she's never had pigs?
She's still a sow,
but she's a gelding.
Uh-huh.
A gild.
Gild.
And the stiff hairs that a hog has on its back?
Bristles.
And the teeth?
Tusks. Well, now, a he-hog sometimes has big tusks.
Uh-huh.
But they don't, it takes an old hog to have big tusks.
Uh-huh. The thing you put the food in for the hog would be...
Troughs. Hog troughs.
And if you had several of those, you'd...
Hog troughs.
And what would you call a hog that's grown up wild?
Wild hog.
And you, what about those skinny kinds with the long nose?
Ironwood rooters.
Pinewood rooters, that's what we used to call them.
Uh-huh. Razorbacks.
Was that a special kind?
Razorback hogs.
What's the difference?
Not any.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you mean the difference in them and a hog we raised, or the difference in a razorback and a...
Well, both.
You take one of them pinewood.
There's a lot of difference in the razorback and the hog you raise. The hog you raise, you can fatten and make big, and them kind of hogs you never can. They just stay skinny and long and...
But a razorback and a pinewood rooters?
They're the same.
Something
on the same hog.
The noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned, you'd say the calf began to what?
Blake.
What about the cow?
Moo.
And the noise that a horse makes?
Well, a horse can neigh, a knicker.
Uh-huh. And when you kill a hog, what inside parts do you eat?
Well, you eat the liver, and you can eat the, some people eat the lights. We never did
What's
like
that?
It. Well, that's your lungs, the lungs.
Uh-huh.
But some, they didn't eat.
Uh-huh.
And then some people take the intestines and clean them out and make what they call chitlins.
Uh-huh.
Chitlins.
Who
is
chitlins? Did you
eat that? No, I taste them, but I never did fix them.
Oh.
No, I never did.
Fix it.
And then you take and off of these intestines before you do anything with them, this fat.
Uh-huh.
You cut that fat off to make lard out of.
Who would eat chitlins?